to repent of that sin. And if the person repents, you've gained your brother, according to Matthew 18 earlier in the chapter. And if the person doesn't repent, then the next step is to take two or three witnesses and point the sin out again, be there to observe whether or not there is repentance. And if the person still doesn't repent, tell the church. The church goes after the person. If the person still doesn't repent, then you put them out of the church because they're an evil influence and they're behaving like a non-Christian, because it's so inconsistent for a Christian who has been forgiven to be unforgiving. You treat them like a non-believer. There's a serious downside within the fellowship of the body of Christ for an unforgiving attitude. It also makes people want to keep their distance from you because they're afraid of what will happen to them if somehow you cross the line that offends them and you become one of those people in their category of those with whom they would like to gain vengeance. Number six, and it's still in the same story here, failure to forgive results in divine chastening. Failure to forgive results in divine chastening. We should forgive the moment the offense is rendered against us, instantaneously, never cultivating vengeance, retaliation, hostility, hatred, anger, bitterness. But if we fail to forgive, if we do not forgive, watch what happens. Then summoning him, the Lord, the King, the Master said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Shall you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. Torturers. What would that be? Stress, hardship, illness, difficulty. Like James 2:13, judgment will be merciless to the one who shows no mercy. This is not the judgment of hell. This is not final judgment. This is the judgment of divine chastening. Matthew 5:7 gives us the opposite. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain what? Mercy. What you give, you get. You give mercy, God grants you mercy. You're unforgiving, and you will come under divine chastening. That leads to a further expansion of that. Number seven in my list, the one who doesn't forgive will not